Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Isn't God good?
Yes, He is.
Scott. This is my son, by the way. Those of you, no, it's got to go this way. Well, that's close. That's close. Praise God. Thank you, son. I feel like God's going to set the hook if He hadn't already. And He's going to use part of this message today to do it as well. I do believe that if you are listening, if you are in your spirit, if you're letting the Lord speak to your spirit, that today will be something that will set you apart, and it will give you the opportunity to have your mind in the process of being renewed so you can have more transformation in your life than you currently have. There's a lot of Christians who have been translated from the darkness into the light, but as far as the transformation occurring in their life, it's very small. And the reason for that is because they've not let their mind be in a constant state of renewing, as Paul told us in Romans chapter 12. Don't be conformed to this world, because this world wants to squeeze us in its mold. This world wants to make us become a Christian that is defined by them. How many of you know the redefinition of Christians will not work with the true believer? There are a lot of people that call themselves Christians but yet do not know Him. And He is not in them. But He has provided the same means of salvation for everybody. So it is with our mind being changed and properly aligned with Him that transformation happens, and we are actually, that word comes from metamorphosis. It's like transformed, not like from a caterpillar to a butterfly. How many of you know that's a pretty good transformation? From crawling on the ground to flying delicately, so gracefully, with higher vision. Transformation happens. We begin to see things as He sees them, and not as your soul wants to see them, or not as the way religion wants you to see them. Transformation needs to happen. Today, you have a wonderful opportunity as you hear the Word of God that you can take hold of what's being told you by the Spirit of God, not by your pastor, but by the Spirit of God, and actually catch hold of something that will revolutionize who you are, what you do. My question for you today is this. Are you carrying a sense of destiny inside you? Are you carrying a sense of purpose that came from God? Is it in you? Are you carrying it with a purpose of direction to fulfill the very purposes and the very destiny that He has set before you? Some of you may, some of you may not. Some of you may be just wandering along in your Christian life with no sense of purpose, with no sense of destiny, with no sense of true passion. This thing about fire, let this holy fire, let it burn, let it burn, let it burn. Yeah, it's truer than what we think. There's the first song talked about, you know, God's great dance floor. Well, this is earth. Man, this is our dance floor. We can show forth His glory and how much we really enjoy Him. We can either do that or be told, you can't dance. Let's see, he said, let all heaven shout, what? Let the future begin. So I will declare unto you this day from the word of the Lord, from God, to God speaking to my heart, that your future starts today. As God, we've read in the Bible that God gave Jeremiah, he told him this, we put it in the newsletter. He said, before I formed you, he does the forming. I'm going to talk to you about some words that are all fitted together in different passages, and hopefully we probably won't get through it today. Before I shaped you in your mother's womb, I knew everything about you. Before the beginning of time, you were, everybody say this, pre-known. Pre-known. He already knew you. Before time ever started, he knew you. Before it ever began, before the first tick of any day, he knew you. He said, I knew everything about you before I ever shaped you. Who did the shaping? He did. I shaped you in your mother's womb. I knew everything that were about you before you saw the light of day. This is out of the message. Before you saw the light of day, I had holy plans for you. But we walk a lot in our Christian life as though there's no holy plan for us. But he says right there, yep. God said, I know the plans that I have for you. Right? They're not for calamity. That's not his plans. We may go, listen to this, we may go through some calamity, but that's not his plan for us. That is not the end of the story. Our walk with him is so defined and so pre-known by him. So Jeremiah 1:5 says, he pre-knew you. And the Greek, they use the word pro, P-R-O, and we use pre-known. But it's the pro part of knowing you. Beforehand, he knew you. You know, nine times in the scriptures, he talks about before the foundations of the world, of the earth. Nine times before the foundation, before the earth was ever formed, I knew you. Man, that puts me in a different perspective. You were not an accident. You were not an oops. You were designed and created by God, and he knew you before you were ever in your mother's womb. And he knew everything about you. Then there's another one, another Greek word. I want you to go to Acts chapter 17, and you can if you want to. But and this word is Pro harassa. That's where we get our word horizon. It said this, God, in verse 24, God made the world and all things in it, since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, neither is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all life and breath and all things. Watch this, verse 26. And he made from one every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth. He made everyone to live on the face of the earth. Having determined their appointed times and having determined their boundaries of their habitation. before you were in your mother's womb. He pre-horizoned you. What does that mean, Pastor? I mean, I'm saying horizon, but that's where we get our word. He pre-horizoned you. What does that mean? That means he knew. He preset the time that you would be on this earth right now. He knew you would be right here today. He predetermined this already. We're just living out the destiny that he has put in. He has pre-designed. He has pre-known us, and now he has pre-horizoned. Why? He has appointed the time that you're going to be on this earth. He has appointed time. Have you ever thought, I was born out of my time? I thought that many times. I said, you know, I should have been born in the days of Wild Bill Hickok and all them Western dudes. I mean, I love Westerns. I said, I'm born out of time. No. No. That's just soulish thinking. God said, nope. You're going to be born September the 28th, 1950. And I've got a call on your life that you don't even know about yet. But it's already set. I've already set the horizon for you. I know when you're going to live. I know when you're going to die. There's appointed time to die. I know all about it. I know everything about you. And not only that, I have set the boundaries of where you're supposed to live. Imagine that. That's what he said. I have predetermined. I have pre-horizoned where you live. You know why I know that? You're not in China. You're not in Africa. You're not in Afghanistan. No, where are you? You're right here. Why is that? Well, I used to live. That's fine. We can live at different places, but he has set the boundaries of where we shall dwell. He already knows it. He pre-horizoned it. Well, Pastor, I'll just prove you wrong. I'll just move right now, and I'll just move to Mexico. Well, you can move to Mexico, but you'll be right where he said you was going to go anyway. Why? Because he has predetermined. He has preset the boundaries of your dwelling. The Bible said, well, I didn't see that coming. I didn't know he was going to change his mind and go to Mexico. Now, well, some of us think that we're born and all of a sudden we think God is saying, oh, wow, wasn't expecting him this way. No. Well, somebody better get a plan because this was a wild one. Well, I don't know. Some of you angels get some stuff together because Terry Dale Howell is trouble. No, none of that. He said, I knew him before the foundations of the earth. I made him like he is. See, he put, now I'm getting on to the next step already, but he put inside me the desire to read books that none of y'all other people would like reading. So I read books that talks about what does the Greek mean and what does the Hebrew mean and how does this look, and they're just as boring as they can be to most people. I can study for hours, and all of a sudden a nugget will come out, and it is like, Oh my goodness, this is what I was looking for. He knows that will make me just well up inside. Why? Because I see something I've never seen before, and I can't wait to tell somebody else about it. That's the teacher. I didn't come up with sin. I think I'll be a teacher. Not John's your preacher. I'm your teacher. But we both pastor you. So that's one word. He foreknew me. He knew me beforehand. He knew me. He knew all about me. And then he pre-horizoned me. What is it? He set the times of when I would be here, and he set the dwelling, the boundaries of the dwelling of where I will habitate, where I will inhabit. God did that. Isn't that wonderful? You want another word? Here it is. It's in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship. Workmanship. What does that mean? Workmanship. It has to do with taking a piece of cloth and weaving it and putting it into a fabric of a garment, to make a garment from a piece of fabric, or a tapestry. It's woven together. And he did that, watch this, ahead of time. He pre-worked you. Because it goes on and it says, you're created in Christ Jesus. Your workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works that he has, watch this, for he has foreordained. He pre-worked the work that you're supposed to work. Y'all got it? He does, now he's already pre-worked the work of what we're supposed to work. I mean, how many Terrys we got in this room? Terry Hagman, come on up. Terry Wilson, come on up. Any more Terrys in this room? Come on up. Any more girl Terrys? Any girl Terrys in here? Anybody got a middle name Terry? At one time we had about 5 Terrys in this one room. Come on up. I'm going to show you something. Workmanship. This is Terry Hagman. This is Terry Wilson. This is Terry Howell. All 3 Terrys. We must be called to all do the same thing. No, we're all different as day and night. All called by him to go in the directions that he has already set in place that we're supposed to go do. And we think we came up with it. See, it's in him. It's all in him. We're just starting to get to know him. And next thing you know, he's guiding us into the very place that he already foreordained you and me to be. Now, you try to put me in Terry Wilson's body. You try to get me to be all techno and all this stuff that he just gets in this stuff, and he knows he's an entrepreneur, and he just feeds off of this stuff to finding new things and helping people, finding new things to do, new trinkets, new toys. Do you know this is the man that got me on a smartphone? I mean, I don't need one of them. Yes, you do. You don't see it now, but you do. Why? That's who he is. Who made him? God made him that way. God made him to understand music that is not common to most people. God made him that way. You put me in him. All the people that he's got contact with people all over the world. He's got contact with people all over the world. And he can communicate very, I mean, he's just very polished in his communication. I'm talking like, you done what? Whereabouts is that? You know, and they're like, what'd you say? Whereabouts? You know. Well, it's right over yonder.
Where is yonder?
Youans don't have it together yet. No, usans don't. See, we're just different. Not good, bad. Different. Why? God pre-worked us to do the work. Here's Terry Hagman. You look at him and you see, well, what does he do? I'll tell you, one of the biggest men who walks by faith that I know today, that I personally know today. Why? He got people coming, 300 and more, 300, 400. How many are you feeding every day now?
100 and something.
100 something now. But
up over 200 part of the time.
Up over 200 people. How often? Every day?
Every day.
Every day. Hey, how many of you like to feed over 200 people every day? Raise your hand. I mean, it's like, no, it's a walk in the park for him. You know why? Hey, God has preset him that he would have such a benevolent heart that no matter what obstacle he was about to face, he'd say, well, I just trust you, God. We met as the elders, and he's part of our elder board, and so is Terry Wilson. We met with the elders, and you know, during this time of crisis, during the 2005, 2006, 2007, everything, bottoming out, said, God, we need to put our heads together and see where we can cut expenses. So we discuss and we talk, and well, we can do this. How about doing this? And you know, after about 30 minutes or 40 minutes, and all of a sudden you hear Terry Hammond go, means he needs to say something. So he, that's what he does, Sherry. That's what he's about to say something. So I said, yeah, Terry, you got something to say? He said, yeah, I think I see what all you say. I see all that. I see all that. But you know what I think God's saying? Yeah, what is God saying to you? I think God's saying that we just need to up our giving to missions. Where have you been the last 30 minutes? I know where he's been. He'd been with God. All of a sudden, faith is welling up inside him. He said, how much do we give? See, when you tithe and you give, we take 10% out of that and give to missions. Off the top. And he said, I think what we need to do, instead of giving 10%, we need to up that to 13.5. I said, we need money coming in. We don't need to get more money going now. But you know, in the midst of all that, I heard God speak through this man. So and the whole elders heard, all the board heard him. See, this man, it's why? Because God pre-made him this way. Sherry, Gina, Wilson, Terry, or Brenda Howell, come on up here. Now, I'm going to show you something else. I'm about to show you something else. He took these claws, these remnants, and he began to weave his workmanship, weave us together into the very places. And he did that all beforehand. And then I look and I see this fine couple right here. And I see all his entrepreneurialism. And I see all his craziness that he's fun-loving crazy that he does, but he's just a joy to be around. You know, and then I see this little one right here, and she is like, you can't do that. We'll just go on vacation. We'll just know when we get there. I'm not doing that. No, she's going to organize it. She's going to plan it. She's going to plan. She's not going to plan every day. She's going to plan the hour of that day. Why? Because God has put inside her this structure. He has pre-made her that way. For him to say, you don't need to be that way, it's coming against what God made. And then she's a wonderful organizer. She can take a messed up completely room. I mean completely messed up. And you can go in there the next day and open it, and it looks like a showcase floor with drawers that's labeled. And not only that, but when you pull it out, what's in it is what's labeled on the outside. Now, that is amazing. Why? That's how God made her. Do you think this man needs that in his life? Absolutely. Huh? And then you see Sherry, she's just right beside him. and she sets them straight. Is that true?
Yes.
And she just like, no, I don't think you need to do that. You know, no. Why? Because she's hearing part of what God is saying to give to this man, because they are one. Preset, pre-known, prefabricated, with the works already put in place. And then Brenda. Bless her heart.
Testify.
I don't meet any strangers no matter where I go. Everybody, it's almost like I just know everybody. We went to Arizona one time, I mean way out in the desert. Stopped at a little old hamburger place or a buffalo burger place, and we just stop in here. We stop, and we're sitting there eating a hamburger, and all of a sudden somebody comes in, and here's what they say. Terry Howell! I don't know them. I know them, but I said, what are you doing here? Went to high school with him. Brenda's over there going, ugh. She said, if you went to the moon, you'd know the man who's in it. You know, but I don't meet strangers. Brenda's very reserved. Matter of fact, black and white, no gray. If she wants to say it, she's going to say it. If she thinks you're going to get mad at her for saying it, she's not going to consider that. She's going to say it. I mean, why? Because that's how God made her. That's how God made her. We need that. I need that. I'm over here trying to find ways. I'm going to say, how am I going to say this? She said, just tell them. And I said, well, I'm trying to find the right words. You know the right words. Just tell them. You know? So, I mean, she's not mean at all. She's beautiful. She's wonderful. She's just a beautiful person on the inside as well. But she's just one of those people that's just like, okay, don't ever ask her if you don't want to know. Well, God made her that way. God put her that way. God made, and I need that. Y'all may go give them thanks. So God made this fabric. So he pre-made us. He made us, and he began to weave us. And then the other one is, there's another word over in Ephesians chapter 4. It says, he gave some apostles, prophets, and evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping. Watch this. For the equipping of the saints to do the work of the ministry. This word equipping. In other words, equipping does not mean that we give you a bunch of tools. Watch this. I'm just learning this. Equipping is not, when you study the thing, I never have looked up the word equip to the depths that I did. Give them the tools to go do it. That is not what it means. This thing about equipping means this thing of for the equipping. This for is beforehand. Once again, beforehand, he equipped you. What does equipping mean? Properly aligned. Equipping is for all these people to get you properly aligned in what you're doing in the body of Christ. Properly aligned. Fitted by him. Well, where do I fit? He fits you before the foundation of this earth. He already fitted you. He already made the works that you're supposed to do. We don't have to strain. All we got to do is connect. All we got to do is operate by faith. All we've got to do is trust his leading and operate by faith that this is what we're supposed to go do. This is where we're supposed to be. This is where we're supposed to be yoked. This is where we're supposed to be involved in ministry. See, every person here should be aligned with what God wants to do here in your life and in the body's life. See, we come here to celebrate. We come here to worship. And we come here to pray. But see, we come here also to get to get revelation from the Lord as to how we are to transform and how we're supposed to fit. Because he goes on, it's a picture of a body. He says that you're fitted together and everyone has something that we bring to the table to fit and to be able to do instead of just to sit, listen, leave. Sit, listen, leave. That's not God. Why? We have not properly aligned yet that he's already done. All right, the last one. I know it's getting late. So he pre-knew us, and he knew us. He knew all about us before this thing ever got on the roll. Then he pre-arisened us. He set the times of the we're supposed to live, and he set the places and the boundaries of where we're supposed to live and the time we're supposed to live. And then he got the fabric, and he began to work this workmanship that he can only do. And he did all that before. Everybody say before. Before time started. Then he pre-equipped us. And somebody said, well, you know, how does he do that? But he's God. He knows it the end from the beginning. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the one who started it, and he is the one who's going to end it. And everything in the middle is consumed by him. It's him. This last one I want to mention to you, we'll end, is found in Isaiah chapter 46. Before I leave here, it says, you're supposed to, in Ephesians, he said, you're supposed to be fitted and held together. How are we going to be fitted and held together? How is this congregation going to be fitted and held together? Here it is. By every joint that is supplied by the proper working of each individual ministry. You have something to do, and you need to be doing it and fit together in all that we're supposed to do here. And then God said, you will build yourself up in love by doing that. That's the ways of God. Isaiah chapter 46, here it is. He says this, I am God, there is no other. I am God, there is no one like me. This is in verse 9 and 10. 10. Declaring, watch this, declaring the end from the beginning. He made the decree about the end at the very beginning. The very scheme, what does that mean? The very scheme that the enemy had for you, he already had the answer for before he ever thought about the scheme. The very thing that you're going through, he's already had the answer for before the earth was ever formed to be able to send you away, because he's God. And he's doing his work. Basically, it means this. All of this pre-planning, pre-knowing, pre-horizoning, and all this pre-making and pre-work, all of the stuff that he's done ahead of time, beforehand, he says this right here. He said, I'm declaring. Right? I'm making a declaration, and I'm declaring. He said, I'm declaring the end from the beginning, from the ancient times, things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all my, I'll accomplish all my good pleasure. You know what this means? With all of this pre-work that he's done, with all this stuff that he's done, one day, because you may think, Pastor, I hear you saying it, and I like the message, but I just don't see myself there. It's because you haven't, by faith, linked up to his alignment in your life. There comes a time when time catches up to his declaration. You think, well, it's not. No, he's already declared it from the beginning to the end. He's already declared the end from the beginning. He's already made that declaration. Time will catch up to that. Jesus, before the foundation of the earth, he was what? Of the world, he was what? crucified. Before the enemy ever thought about killing him, God's already got resurrection. Y'all have got, oh, why? Because, hey, he was crucified before the foundations of the earth. Why? God knows. It is by faith that we walk the walk of him pre-knowing us. See, I'm telling you, you get your mind wrapped around these things. You begin to get into this word and understand that he's already done this work ahead of time. He's already set you in place, the times and the pre-horizon. He's already made the fabric of who you are. And he's already pre-equipped you. We just have to get in the proper alignment, and we do that by faith. By believing. By believing he's already got this done. All we get to do is walk in it. Oh, that's so beautiful. I'm telling you, it is just absolutely beautiful that he's done all this for us from the beginning to the end. He's set us in the place. We don't have to come up with anything. We just have to follow him in faith. Walk with him. Let him set the hook today. Because once he sets it, you'll never go back to wondering anymore about your life. Your life's already been made. God already knows it. He just needs your faith to enter in with what he's already decreed, and then time will catch up to it. Amen. 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 God bless you. Father, we thank you so much for the wonderful, wonderful word. We thank you, God, that you're at work. You've already worked this work. You've already in your foreknowledge before this earth was ever formed. You knew we'd be right here today. You knew that we would be speaking. You knew that we would be listening. You knew that we would be soaking up the very words that the Spirit of God is saying. Is there anyone here that would like to say, I really need Jesus in my life? I have not really accepted him. I'm unsure. And I want to be sure. I'd like to surrender my life today. Is there anyone here? Anyone? All right. God bless you. Stand to your feet. Did you get anything today? Wonderful. Wonderful. Pastor John, would you come up and close us out? Make sure you, you guys come over here and let them come and greet you at the end of the service. And is there any announcements? Get your cards over here for the military. They're over at the basket. Get some and just write these cards. And make sure you don't forget about the Hands of Hope, all the stuff that they're asking for us to bring for the babies. Y'all can come on up. Close us out, Pastor John.
Father, we just thank you today, Lord, for your word. And Lord, as we depart from this place, but never your presence, watch over us and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.